I'm in a relationship right now with a girl who's significantly younger than me. I'm not bragging. It's just the way that it goes. All right? I'm 49. She's 29. That's it. It's out there. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Do not judge old guys with young girls. Do not judge them like you fucking know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. I hate when people see an older dude with a younger woman like, I know what that's about. No, you don't. You don't know what it's about. What it's probably about is that dumb old fuck is probably in love with her and he's doomed. If you ever see an old guy with a younger woman, just picture him as a doomed clown. Just look at him, like wearing the clown's hat with a clown's nose, maybe the big clown shoes, and picture him maybe a few paces behind her trying to keep up, saying things like, what's this band called? How long's the show gonna go on for? Is this a seated event? And then just see him slow down and she just walks away. He goes, bye. Thanks for helping out. I know what this is about. I don't go after younger women. It's just what I'm attracting right now. I don't attract age-appropriate women, thank God. I don't have anything. That's not a dig on age-appropriate women. My mother still hangs on to the hope. She's like, Mark, you're going to meet an age-appropriate woman and be very happy. And I'm like, how is that possible? How am I going to meet someone my age or within that age range that is not as fucked up as I am? I mean, I'm a big bag of problems. Whoever I meet is going to be a reflection of that. How is that fun? What are we going to do? Sit on a couch every night and talk about how we fucked everything up? How we both failed? Are we going to have arguments why I can't get along with her teenage son? I mean, how does it play out in your mind? Am I going to be sitting there going, because he can catch! That's why, because he can catch. And he can't wear that fucking varsity jacket in my house. Oh, he's here. Just be cool. Be cool. My second wife was younger than me. I've been through this before. I know what it's about. I've been through this several times. The younger woman thing. I actually thought about having business cards printed up that just said, Mark Maron, a phase you're going through. Resolving daddy issues since 1989. That's what it's about. That's what it's always about. That's what most of it is about. Come on. I know how this ends. I'll finally get comfortable. My heart will be wide open. We'll just be sitting on a couch watching Chopped or House Hunters. And out of nowhere, she'll just say, like, yeah, it's weird. I'm getting along so much better with my dad now. And I'll be like, oh, fuck. I guess I'm done. My work is finished. Now it's time for you to move on to an age-appropriate relationship and have some babies. Is that sad? I don't think it's going to go that way with this one. I don't think I can. Yeah, I think that was a hypothetical one. This one's not going anywhere that quickly. I don't think I could get rid of this one if I had to. She's fucking terrifying. I'm actively scared of her. And somehow in my mind, I've decided, well, that's healthy. It's healthy to be frightened, terrified of the person you love. Like, I think that if you're with somebody and you're not terrified of them, how is that going to last? You know what I mean? How are you going to behave properly if you are not terrified of them? What do you think? Just intimacy and trust is going to hold that together? But it's hard being older because, like, you know that. You're constantly reminded by the fact that you're with a younger person. Because sometimes she'll just hover over here by my head. Like, I'll just feel her looking at the side of my head. And she'll say something like, oh, we got to do your ears. How do I hear that as anything other than, you're old. Look at your hairy ears. One time we were at a hotel, and I picked up something that I thought was a phone. It wasn't a phone. It was a remote control. But that didn't stop me from holding it up going, is this a phone? And then she looked at me and goes, that's the oldest thing you ever did. And then I saw the regular looking phone right over there. I'll tell you, there's some couple shit that's just so... I think it's so... I always think I'm like the only one. But it's just not. Okay, look. The driving thing when you're a couple, it's not good. One time, okay, look. She drives for her job. She works with severely emotionally disturbed or autistic children. That's what she does for a living. So she's perfect for me because... That's really who I am in there. She's actually said this to me, you know, earnestly. Use your words. Use your words. So she's in the passenger seat. We're driving somewhere, so she's got to be like control freaky about it. And we're on the highway. She's like, "Oh, you want to get in the other lane because this lane." I'm like, "I know. I know how to drive. I'm, you know, been driving a long time." You know, and she's like, "Okay, okay." And we keep driving. She's like, "Oh, you want it? You got to get up." I'm like, "I know where. I know. I've been down this road." But in my mind, it's starting to be like, "Shut the fuck up." You know, this don't. I'm not a fucking idiot. And that's what's going on in my head. She's like, "You got to get up." I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "God, what the? All I want to do is create tears." And but I don't. This is the amazing thing about being a dude or being this dude is like every time that I don't honor the part of me that said that wants to say shut the fuck up, I think I deserve a medal. Like literally by the third time she talked, I'm like, I'm doing a good job. I think she should appreciate just how much I'm not making her cry right now. So I keep it all to myself. When we finally get to where we're going, this art gallery. And now look, I have a style of stopping. Like generally I'll roll through a stop sign and look both ways and stop somewhere in the middle. You know, it's gotten me 2 points away from losing my license, but I still commit to the style. So we'd made it through this whole drive without me fucking losing my mind. And I pull up to this crosswalk, I drift into the crosswalk, we're right across the street from where we're going, and she goes, "You're in the crosswalk, you're gonna kill somebody." And I just said, "Shut the fuck up, we're not gonna be this couple, we're not gonna do this thing, I'm not gonna live like this. I mean, what are we, 50? And like, I'm a year away from 50. So like, I thought fast, and I'm like, what are we, 65? I said. But by that point, like, I had lost, you know, I just looked like an idiot. And then all I could do was like dude brood, you know, just the sulking thing. What do we think we're accomplishing with that? I mean, I don't know if you do it, but like literally they're like, "It's okay." I'm like, "No, don't touch me." You know, like, yeah. She wants to have a baby. You think I should?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?